Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. In this podcast, we are having our friend Danielle, a registered dietitian, talk about peppers and eggplants.
Hello, thank you for having me back. Peppers and eggplants are two of these hot weather crops that we enjoy in the mid to late summer. Both are very versatile, and so I want to talk a little bit and get both of your opinions on how to store and make the most of these beyond the summer months. Should we start there, maybe?
Yeah, sounds great. I mean, for me, as with most things, I'm going to keep it very simple. I would just chop up my aubergine into chunks and put it in a freezer. Done. And then peppers, not even necessarily chop them, I guess take out the core. Put them in the freezer. Done. That's my processing. What about you, Marianne?
I char my peppers and I char my eggplant because I love the taste of charred vegetables. I'm not sure if it's healthy for you or not. I just love it. And then I freeze them.
Yeah. And actually, that links well to the recipe that I've brought to you today to share in your show notes, which is from a collection by Dietitians of Canada called Cookspiration. So we get inspired to cook via Cookspiration. And it is a charred vegetable and lentil antipasto salad. And you can use a variety of different veggies, whatever you have on hand, but charred eggplant and peppers work particularly well in this one, as does zucchini. It's got a very simple dressing of oil, honey, fresh thyme leaves, and salt and pepper, but features those lovely charred vegetables that you mentioned.
Sounds delicious. Yeah. And if I threw in some beans.
Well, it's got lentils.
Oh, right.
So that's giving you a nice plant-based protein and some extra fiber boost to keep you feeling satisfied. So this could really be served as a side dish if you wanted it to accompany something else a little bit higher protein, or serve as a meal, a light meal on its own.
For me, it would be a meal with a slice of sourdough bread.
Yeah, amazing.
And that sounds still part of that Mediterranean diet, I guess, which we all know is very healthy for us.
What's good about eggplant aubergine?
Thank you.
Or peppers?
Well, let's start with peppers. So bell peppers, we think about red and orange, they're actually higher in vitamin C than an orange. So a really good source of vitamin C. And if we're talking hot peppers, these contain capsaicin, which may support metabolism, increasing our metabolic rate, perhaps, and benefiting our circulation as well. And all peppers, whether hot or sweet, are rich in beta carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A.
What does vitamin A do?
Vitamin A is a fat-soluble nutrient that helps us in a lot of different ways, probably most known for improving our vision, our night vision in particular, but helps with skin pigmentation. It can actually act as a bit of a natural sunscreen. Now, I wouldn't recommend going without your sunscreen, but it does help to improve the skin's defense against the UV rays.
Oh, so eating things with vitamin A is metabolized to create...
Does help to increase our skin's barrier and resilience against UV rays.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And aubergine, or eggplants, are rich in nasunin, an antioxidant that's found in their purple skin. Plus, they're high in fiber and potassium, supporting our heart health. So the question is, do you eat the skin of your eggplant or aubergine?
I think it's the best part, actually.
Yeah.
I love the skin. Yeah, really delicious.
There are some varieties that have a more tender skin than others. Some of the smaller varieties that have a very nice tender skin, as opposed to the classic large aubergine that tends to be a little tougher.
I find that about the Asian or the Japanese eggplant is much more tender.
If you aren't eating the skin of an aubergine has been often used as a source of coloring dye that can be used in food coloring that is non-toxic and very much more helpful for us than some of the synthetic or artificial food dyes. But it also can be used in textile dyeing as well.
That's cool.
And that is a beautiful color, isn't it? I love that color. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
So, anything else that our listeners should know about peppers or eggplant?
Well, hot peppers vary a lot. You know, hot, and it's personal whether you find a pepper very hot or not. But I think that's important to realize that some peppers are going to be extremely hot, and sort of source how hot the pepper is that you're buying from the store or receiving from the food cupboard garden, because they could be extremely hot, mm-hmm. and you need to know how hot they're going to be.
And then the seed or the white pith is even hotter than the outside.
And yeah. probably for handling, it's often recommended to wear some gloves or be careful about what you do with your hands and fingers after you've been handling if you're not wearing gloves.
Don't touch your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, so just being careful with that. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
You're quite welcome. And I do want to say that I have also brought a bonus recipe Ooh. For this episode. Eggplant, probably one of the tastiest dips that you can make with eggplant is a baba ganoush. So I've brought you a recipe from the Zero Waste Kitchen on baba ganoush.
I love baba ganoush.
I love baba ganoush. It's so delicious. Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody. And please follow or subscribe.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.